This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
If you're sitting there looking at your April website dashboard and just popping champagne over a 10% bump in raw traffic, well, I have some bad news. You might actually be celebrating a completely failed marketing campaign.
Yeah, it really sounds counterintuitive, I know. But in the current digital landscape, your standard dashboard is probably, well, it's lying to you.
It's creating this dangerous illusion of progress, right? Like you see a green arrow pointing up and assume things are great.
Exactly. But then you look at the actual bottom line at the end of the month, and the revenue just does not reflect that traffic at all.
So that disconnect is exactly what we're unpacking in today's deep dive. We're looking at this highly technical, deeply insightful piece by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right, the Data to Action website review?
Yeah. The whole mission here is to take all that raw, messy, intimidating data from a previous month, let's say April, and translate it into concrete fixes that actually generate revenue in May.
Which is so important right now. To really grasp why this framework is urgent, we have to ground it in the macro context of 2026. The source refers to this as the AI slump.
The AI slump. Okay, let's unpack this. We aren't just talking about a minor algorithm update here, are we?
No, not at all. The fundamental architecture of the internet has undergone this massive tectonic shift. For like two decades, the goal was just getting your link on a search page.
Just hoping someone clicks through to find the answer.
Right. But today, traditional organic traffic is heavily cannibalized by AI-generated summaries. Large language models are just synthesizing the answers right there on the search results page.
So the user gets what they need without ever even clicking your link.
Exactly. So if your strategy relies on legacy dashboards that celebrate sheer volume, you know, people landing and leaving, you're operating in a reality that just doesn't exist anymore.
The source makes a really sharp distinction here about the difference between renting clicks and actually owning leads. When organic traffic drops, people just, you know, pump 15 grand a month into Google ads.
Yeah, which is just renting traffic. It's a temporary patch and a really expensive one.
And the legacy analytics view just looks at that ad spend, sees a traffic bump, and calls it a win, right?
Exactly. But a data to action reality looks at that exact same dashboard and realizes the quality of that traffic is completely abysmal. I mean, that 10% bump might just be bots.
Or scrapers, or entirely unqualified users. It's like measuring the success of a retail store by how many people walk past the front window on the sidewalk.
That's a great analogy.
Right, instead of who actually walks through the door and buys something. Window shoppers are a fun vanity metric, but they don't pay the lease. But I do want to ask you, why exactly is the rise of AI search forcing businesses to abandon these old volume metrics right this second?
Well, raw data is useless without a conversion framework.
Mm.
And AI engines have essentially become these hypercritical middlemen now.
Okay, how so?
In 2026, the harsh truth is you don't need more traffic. You need more customers. If you're paying 15 grand a month to funnel users onto a site that lacks a frictionless path to a lead, it's a black hole.
Because the AI engines are watching that, right? They prioritize user experience.
Exactly. If human users hit your site and bounce because it's terrible, the AI models learn your site is unhelpful, and then they actively suppress your visibility.
Wow. Okay, so if renting generic clicks is the trap, how do we actually diagnose the leaks? Where's the first place we look in the data?
You have to start at the front door. We look at the very first technical signals of how users arrive. The source lays out a brilliant metric for this, bounce rate by source.
So breaking down the organic search bounce rate versus the paid ad bounce rate.
Right, because a blended site-wide bounce rate tells you almost nothing. You really have to segment the data to see the story.
Joe Medico points out that if your bounce rate is significantly higher for paid ads than organic, you have this thing called a relevance gap.
Yes, the relevance gap. It means that the text on the ad promised one thing, but the landing page delivered something else entirely.
The user intent just totally mismatched the destination.
Exactly. And search engines track this through pogo sticking. The user clicks your ad, realizes it's wrong, and hits the back button within seconds.
So like imagine a company bidding heavily on enterprise AI tools, paying 50 bucks a click, but the user lands on a generic $10 startup pricing page, they pogo stick immediately.
That is a classic relevance gap.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second, though. I mean, hasn't the thinking always been that some level of bounce rate is just normal? Like a 60% bounce rate is just the cost of doing business.
Yeah, that is the exact legacy thinking this framework dismantles. Accepting 60% as normal without investigating the source is a massive blind spot.
Wait, really? Why?
Because for organic informational traffic like reading a blog post, sure, a high bounce rate is fine. They got their answer and left. But an ad-specific bounce rate is an active bleeding wound in your budget.
Because you literally paid for that click. You paid $50 for someone to pogo stick.
Right. You are actively funding your own failure. It means your ad spend is fundamentally misaligned with your landing page copy.
Okay, so the May fix for April's data is to rewrite that landing page to perfectly mirror the specific intent of those high-cost keywords. Just stop paying to disappoint people.
Exactly. But even if you fix the messaging and they stay, the physical device they use introduces new hurdles. Which brings us to conversion rate by device.
Ah, the mobile tax. The source uses a staggering hypothetical here, 4% conversion on desktop versus 0.5% on mobile.
Which is a catastrophic loss of revenue, and honestly, it happens all the time.
Why are companies so blind to it? That seems so obvious.
Well, think about who designs the sites. The developers and marketing directors are looking at it on a 32-inch monitor on high-speed fiber.
Oh, right. They aren't on a 4-year-old smartphone waiting for a train on a spotty cellular network.
Exactly. The source notes, this mobile tax is caused by technical friction. You know, intrusive pop-ups you can't close on a small screen or terrible load times.
They even say slow mobile speed can cost a mid-sized business like $2,000 a month in lost leads.
Yeah, and you diagnose this by looking at core web vitals, specifically things like cumulative layout shift.
Oh my gosh, I hate that. You go to click submit on your phone, the page suddenly shifts because an image loaded, and you click an ad instead.
It is completely infuriating. And connecting this back to the AI slump, this technical friction is critical. The 2026 search ecosystem is mobile first. Search engines view it as a deal breaker.
Wait, Google isn't even indexing the desktop site anymore, right?
Right. They crawl the mobile version to determine your baseline quality. They see that 0.5% conversion rate, the layout shift, and they penalize your domain authority.
You pay the mobile tax, and your reward is becoming invisible.
Exactly. So getting them in the room is one thing, but keeping them engaged is another entirely.
Right. So let's say the mobile site is fast. How do we measure if they actually care about the content?
We look at Midjourney friction. And the primary metric here is time on page by content type.
This requires a real perspective shift. Usually a high time on page is celebrated, right? But the source says a long duration on a simple contact page is actually a huge red flag.
Yeah, you have to apply logic to the context.
Yep.
A contact page should be a swift, frictionless transaction.
It's like seeing a restaurant guest spend 5 minutes wandering the hallway by the restrooms. You wouldn't think they're engaged with the architecture. You'd realize they're lost and frustrated.
That is a perfect analogy. If they linger for 3 minutes on a checkout page, your user interface is broken. They are confused.
But it's also important to audit the exact opposite, right? Low time on page on deep content.
Yes. If you have low time on page on your comprehensive articles, your content lacks the authority needed for the 2026 buyer. The source calls this a lack of information game.
Let's unpack information game. It sounds like something every article should have, but it's highly technical now, isn't it?
Totally. The 2026 buyer is already informed by AI summaries. If they actually click your deep dive, they expect novel insights. Primary research, a contrary opinion, you know.
Something that AI couldn't just scrape.
Exactly. Search engines measure this through semantic density. If your article just reshuffles the same topics already in the top 10 results, your information gain score is zero.
You're just adding noise.
Right. And the human user sees that within 1 second and they bounce.
They leave because you didn't respect their time. Okay, so assuming we provide novel value and build trust, they usually hit a form. And this is where journeys fall apart.
Right, which brings us to form abandonment rate. We need to pinpoint the exact moment the user gives up.
The behavioral data can tell you precisely which field causes people to quit. The source mentions asking for a phone number or a budget too early.
Because your ask is too high for the value you're providing at that specific moment, you have to understand the psychology of conversion.
Forms aren't just data collection, they're negotiations, right?
Exactly. Every single field is a psychological cost to the user. An email is a low cost. Mm-hmm. A phone number is incredibly high because it invites a cold call during dinner.
Right, and if you ask for high-cost info before providing high-value trust, they walk away. But let me challenge this. Shouldn't we just strip forms down to only an email address then?
Yeah.
Because marketing would love the volume, but sales would scream that the leads are garbage with no context. How do we balance that?
That tension is exactly why you use progressive profiling. You don't ask for the marriage proposal on the first date.
How does that actually work in practice?
It's about sequencing the friction. On day one, they want a white paper. You only ask for an email. You let marketing capture the volume.
Okay, so low friction up front.
Right. Then on day three, you send an automated drip email offering a free audit, and they just reply with their website URL.
Building a little more trust.
Exactly. By day seven, after delivering immense value, they willingly book a consultation and happily provide their phone number and budget.
Wow, you break the massive form into small, low-friction micro-commitments. That makes so much sense.
Reducing friction is about aligning the cost of information with the trust you've built. That is how you start scaling.
Super actionable. But what about users who consume content, maybe glance at a form, but bail without giving us anything?
Then we look at the leakiest bucket on the entire domain, the final metric exit rate by page.
The source notes the page with the highest exit rate often isn't a blog post, but a generic about page or a pricing page lacking trust signals.
Which makes perfect logical sense. Right before a purchasing decision, a user seeks validation. They go to the about page to see if you're a real company with actual humans.
Right, or the pricing page to see if you're transparent.
Yeah, and if those pages are filled with corporate jargon, stock photos, and hidden pricing, trust is immediately broken and they exit forever.
But the source elevates this beyond human psychology. The ultimate goal isn't just convincing humans. It's about becoming the preferred answer for AI engines like Gemini.
This is the crucial part.
So how does fixing a generic about page help a website secure a recommendation from an AI bot?
Well, we have to understand how these systems evaluate quality. An LLM like Gemini doesn't just read your text in a vacuum. It relies on the broader search ecosystem, which tracks interaction signals.
They use human behavior as a proxy for trustworthiness.
Precisely. If thousands of humans go to your about page and immediately exit, or they pogo stick back to search on mobile, the system logs those signals.
And the AI models are trained on that exact data.
Yes. It concludes, mathematically, that your domain lacks trust and provides a poor experience.
It essentially calculates, well, humans hate it, so I'm certainly not going to synthesize this as the definitive answer.
Exactly. The AI will completely refuse to cite you as its preferred answer. So by fixing human friction, you're optimizing for the AI gatekeepers at the same time.
That really drives home the core outcome here. Joe Medico writes, the goal is transparency and predictability. Moving away from vanity metrics to say, I spent X dollars, made Y dollars, and I know exactly why.
When you understand the behavioral why behind April's messy data, you stop running a vanity project, you stop running temporary traffic.
And you stop losing leads to a mobile tax. You build an environment that machines and humans both recognize as the obvious choice.
Right. Your data becomes your hardest working diagnostician. It knows where the budget is leaking. It's just waiting for you to read the signals.
This transition is just about ruthless efficiency. If a dashboard says you got 50 leads, but 40 were unqualified because you didn't use progressive profiling, you aren't winning.
No. You need the clarity of knowing you secured 10 high-intent leads because your conversion path perfectly matched their intent.
Okay, we have covered a tremendous amount of ground here. Let's do a quick recap. We started with raw, intimidating data that felt like a smokescreen. And by applying this framework, we extracted a specific roadmap.
Yeah, we diagnosed relevance gaps causing pogo sticking. We identified the mobile tax from poor core web vitals.
We found the mid-journey friction by measuring information gain and implementing progressive profiling.
And finally, located the leakiest exit pages that break human trust.
The objective isn't just fixing bugs. It's fundamentally stopping renting traffic and building a predictable growth engine. But as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final lingering thought.
Oh, I like these.
If search engines and LLMs are now acting as the ultimate judges of our website's user experience, if they're mathematically evaluating bounce rates and exit pages to reward low friction, are we still designing websites for our human customers?
That is a very good question.
Right. Or have we crossed a threshold where we are primarily designing them to impress the AI gatekeepers, simply using human behavior as the currency to buy the bot's trust?
That is a profound tension, and honestly, one that's going to define digital strategy for the next decade.
Definitely something for you to mull over the next time you're staring at that monthly dashboard report, trying to see through the smokescreen. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Take a hard look at your own data, stop guessing, and we'll catch you on the next one.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
and check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.